Hey there, I know you just finished listening to my sponsored message that I put at the beginning of each episode, but I have this other clip that I want to put at the beginning of all my episodes too. And what I want to tell you about briefly is I have this new text community number that I got, and it allows you to basically have a direct line to reach me. You can ask me for personalized advice or help. You can get, motivation delivered directly to your phone inbox, your messages. You can have interesting content that you don't see anywhere else on my other platforms, like personalized video messages or voice messages, things of that nature. And if this sounds like something you're interested in, a chance to become a part of a more intimate and stronger bonded community, then text me at 202-918-3573. Again, that is 202-918-3573. And if you text me, then you'll be able to become a part of that community. And I am hoping for, a rather significant portion of my audience to be on that platform. It is an expensive paid feature that I pay for, and I would hope, I get, because it's expensive, it would be nice to be able to connect on a much deeper level with my audience there. So again, 202-918-3573. Please text me, and I hope to see you on the inside. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. Happy Halloween. I know it's been like 10 days since I last posted an episode, and as always, I apologize for those of you who have been waiting for me to put out another episode. I always appreciate your listenership, and I try not to keep people just waiting, waiting, waiting without me posting anything. I've been dealing with a little bit of stress lately, and I'm trying to take some time for myself away from the work that I'm doing. And I kind of just needed some me time. I still think I do need some more me time and sort of evaluate my direction in life with content production and things of that nature. But yeah, I wanted to make an episode today to partially wish you a happy Halloween, but also to talk to you about looking to yourself first. That saying about looking, I'm starting with a man in the mirror. As cliche as it sounds, it's honestly such an underrated statement and idea that I think people need to pay more attention to. I think what people do is, remember I talked about the two great responsibilities in life, the first of which being to, through your own navigation in life, come to understand what good values are and to exhibit and hold those good values to become the best, most respectable person that you can be. A lot of people don't like to take responsibility for themselves and for who they are and for what happens to them. And as I've mentioned time and time again, human beings, we're creatures that don't like to take blame. We don't like to take responsibility. We don't like to be at fault. And this is a deadly trap to be in because it only hinders your own growth and progress, and it hurts your development as a person, which you should be caring about. If you are a human being, which you are because you're understanding these words, then you should probably be concerned with how you stand with other people. I'm not saying, like, oh, what their opinions are of you. I'm talking about your dealings with other people because inevitably you will deal with other people in life, and it's important to be able to be a person who can navigate and deal with other people successfully, appropriately, respectfully. We all share this planet. It's best for us to get along with each other. Everybody has their part to play. And if you don't play your part, then you make it harder for everybody else because you are difficult, because you are rude, obnoxious, immature, whatever. And so today I want to make this episode to remind people to look to themselves first, before you ask the world around you to change, ask yourself and look at yourself first, seriously in the mirror, and think about what you could be doing to affect the world around you to potentially start seeing the changes that you want to see. For instance, let's say you are a bully in middle school, high school, whatever. You are somebody who beats people up, you take people's lunch money. You spit on people, you treat them like garbage, right? And as you pass through the halls in between classes, people give you dirty looks, people frown at you, People don't like being in your presence. People don't treat you with respect. And you, the bully in this example, might start thinking to yourself, you know what? I want the world to treat me with respect. I want people to like me. I want people to be more around me. I want to have more friends. People should respect me. Why aren't people respecting me? Right? This is a perfect example of somebody who fails to look to themselves first. Instead of evaluating his or her own actions and behaviors about how they beat people up, about how they take lunch money, about how they spit on people and whatever, instead of looking to themselves for any potential flaws, they look to the world around them and say, you know what? That person needs to treat me with more respect. That person should want to be my friend. That person should be nice to me. But they don't look to themselves. They don't look to their own actions and behaviors and how those are contributing to how other people are perceiving this person. And so, in this example, the bully should be able to look themselves in the mirror, either literally or figuratively, but in both cases, quite seriously. Look at themselves and ask, am I doing anything that could be inhibiting my success? Am I doing anything that could be contributing to why I'm not getting what I want from people? You want more respect. You want people to want to be your friend. You want people to be nice to you. Well, look at yourself and ask, what am I doing that's preventing that from all of that happening? Is it because I'm beating people up? Is it because I'm taking people's lunch money? Is it because I'm treating people like garbage? And if you think about this, which everybody should, we all have this responsibility to evaluate ourselves. I firmly believe this. I think we should be the best people that we can be. I think that's our responsibility. Because again, like I said before, if we don't do this, we make it difficult for everybody else. And if you don't think that's an issue, think about if somebody was being difficult with you. You wouldn't like that. You don't want somebody being rude to you. You don't want somebody disrespecting you. You don't want somebody walking up to you and beating you up and taking your lunch money. So do your part. This is important. We all need to look to ourselves and evaluate our own behaviors, ideas, thought patterns. Because if we don't do this, well, it hurts other people. I'm not saying you have to be uptight. I'm not saying every single second of your life you have to be paranoid about your behavior, but make a conscious effort across your entire lifetime to do this. It's important. And so the bully, let's say they stop doing that. They stop beating people up. They stop taking lunch money. They stop treating people like garbage. And what do you know? People want to be this person's friend. People like you more. People want to hang out with you and treat you with respect. But that would have only come if you took a look at yourself and changed that. I'll give you another example. Me, Lucas. As I previously mentioned in my Mindset Epiphany episode, I have not had success in my dating life very much. I've never had a girlfriend. I've gotten close many times. And I'm not trying to justify this. I'm not insecure about this at all. Like, I'm just saying this just so people know. Like, I could have had a girlfriend if I wanted to multiple times throughout my life. I have had girls crush on me. I have had girls want me. But for one reason or another, I don't want them back. If I really wanted to scratch that itch, because if I was an insecure person, then yeah, I would have had a girlfriend just for the sake of saying I had a girlfriend and to feel more comfortable with myself. But that's obviously not the case. I don't want a girlfriend just to say that I've had a girlfriend. I don't care that I haven't had one for 22 years. This is my own path in life. It doesn't matter what other people think. They don't know my life. They don't know where I've been. They don't know what I've been through. So, anyway, back on track. So I haven't had much success in my dating life. And I constantly looked to other people to blame for this, about me not having a girlfriend. I would ask myself, or I would tell myself this, I'm smart, I'm funny, I'm confident, I'm a really nice guy, I'm respectful, I'm loyal, I'm generous, and considerate, and thoughtful, and trustworthy, and dependable, and very loving. I'm a great person. Why don't I have a girlfriend? Why don't people see those qualities in me? Why don't people acknowledge my greatness? Why don't people want to be my girlfriend more often? And I, in this mentality, blamed people around me for not recognizing my strengths. I got resentful towards other people for not seeing what I had to offer. And I looked at other people, let's say less mature guys, right? We've all probably heard this story before. It happens all the time, though. The guy's a jerk. The guy is a dick. He treats his girlfriend like trash. He cheats on her. He beats her. He gets drunk. He, you know, spends everything wildly, recklessly. He's dishonest. Fill in the blank with a negative adjective. I've seen plenty of guys who are like this, immature, whatever, and they have a girlfriend. And I'm like, why? How does a guy like him have a girlfriend? And how does a guy like me not have a girlfriend? I asked myself this question for years, for a very long time. This is a real example, guys. This was my mentality. I was so stunned at how guys worse than me had girlfriends, and I never had one. And I got resentful towards the world because this just wasn't fair. But what I failed to do was look to myself first. I didn't take the requisite amount of time and effort to look at myself and really acknowledge myself face to face, stare myself dead in the eye, and ask, is there anything that I'm doing or not doing that is inhibiting, stopping my chances of success in dating? And the answer is yes. The Mindset Epiphany episode is what describes all this, but I'll go over it a little bit of it here. I saw that I was afraid. Afraid of asking girls out, afraid of approaching girls, afraid of letting my intentions be clear that I wanted to be more than friends and not just friends. I was afraid to do those things. I mean, I understand, right? It's difficult for a lot of people out there in the world to make themselves vulnerable, to tell the crush that they like the crush, to be honest. It's vulnerable. It's scary. But being able to do that without fear is taking a step closer to your success in dating. Because you take your chances and you shoot your shot. And at least in doing so, there is a chance that they say yes. And I was afraid to take that chance. I was afraid of rejection. But not anymore. Because the first step to fixing a problem is realizing that there is a problem. And I saw that finally in myself. And I said, you know what? This needs to change. If I am serious about wanting to see more success in my dating life, then I need to stop being afraid. Another problem that I had was that I'd be obsessed and needy. I needed to stop being needy. Nobody wants to be with somebody who is needy. Unless that person has their own personal health, mental issues, then nobody really wants to be around somebody who's needy, somebody who can't stand on their own two feet, somebody who's clingy and wants to be around somebody else all the time. The sixth love language that we don't talk about is distance. I needed to stop being needy and be able to let go when somebody didn't feel the same way as I felt about them. But notice what I'm doing here. Notice the epiphany that I'm talking about in my own mindset. This real example, right? I look to myself first and I ask myself, am I doing something or am I not doing something that is hurting my chances of success? I want a girlfriend. I want to be with somebody, right? Am I doing something or not doing something that is stopping me from getting there? And like I said previously, the answer was yes. I was afraid to ask out. I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid to approach. I was afraid to make my intentions known. I was afraid to try. I was afraid to go out and give it a shot. And I couldn't stop being needy and obsessed. And now that I'm fixing these behaviors, right, I am more likely to start seeing success in my dating life. And when that success comes around, I will know that it's probably going to be because of what I did to change myself. I'm not saying that there can't be external factors, right? I'm not saying that I can't meet some amazing girl who takes initiative and asks me out and does all the legwork. I'm not saying that can't happen, but the question is, and the concern here is you. It's not about the external factors. What can you be doing to improve your chances of success? Don't bet on other people fixing your problems for you. If you want a girlfriend, like I do, right? For example, don't bet on a girl approaching you and doing all that legwork. You need to work on yourself and not be afraid to take chances and shoot your shot. We need to look to ourselves. If we want to have a better life, a girlfriend, better financial goals, more stability, whatever, if we want a better something, look to ourselves first. What can we do today to change this pattern that we're living in that we want to break out of so bad? Look to ourselves first. Don't look at the world around you and start saying, why aren't people doing this? Why aren't people recognizing my greatness? Why aren't people treating me with respect? Why are people not nice to me? Why don't people want to be my friend? Maybe you have good reasons as to why you struggle with those things, but the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, you need to look to yourself and see what you can fix about yourself. Start with the man or the woman in the mirror. Don't bet on the world changing just for you. Change yourself, and the world will change around you. This is the truth, a vital truth in life that we need to accept and face and embrace. Because when we do, we are significantly more likely to start seeing the chances or the things that we want to see in our life change. The world changes around you when you change. You want people to start treating you differently, then you have to look to yourself first and see if there's anything that you could be working on. Hey, what have I been saying all this time, right? Do your mental homework. Self-awareness. It's all the same stuff, guys. Like, the truth is consistent because there is only a truth. There isn't a version one, version two, version three of a truth. It's a truth. It might be told in different ways, but it's still the same thing, right? I'm not making duplicate episodes where I, like, repeat word for word everything I said in the previous episode, right? But they all line up to this singular truth of taking responsibility for ourselves and putting ourselves in control of the outcome, taking responsibility, taking the blame, taking the fault. Look to yourself. And maybe I should start doing this at the end of my episodes, giving you guys homework, so to speak. I know homework doesn't have a positive connotation, but sorry about that. My phone just dropped. I was picking it up to get ready to hit the stop record button, but so again, I don't really want to decorate this as homework because people don't really like homework, but if you want an actionable step to take away from this, it's that you, like I said before, start looking at yourself. If you want something to change in your life, if you want people to be your friend more, if you want people to treat you with respect more, if you want to be more noticed, if you want people to like you more, if you want a girlfriend, right? If you want to be taken more seriously, whatever it might be, if you want people around you to change, chances are there's something that you have to work on yourself and change yourself to start seeing those changes. That might not always be the case. Maybe you're just in a really bad environment. And if you find a new environment, people will just flock to you, right? Because you're not going to be in control of your environment 100% of the time. Sometimes it has to do with other people and not you. But people severely underestimate that the problem is them. This is a big problem. People significantly underestimate the likelihood that the problem is not with the people around them, it's with them. So, that is the actionable step you should be taking. If you want to start seeing some changes in your life, bet on yourself, not the people around you. Because more likely than not, it has to do with you. That might not be the most pleasant thing to hear, But as you guys should know by now, I am not in the business of telling people what they want to hear. I'm in the business of telling people what they need to hear, what the truth of the matter is. And of course, that's why I take the content that I produce and things that I say very seriously. If I did not believe with every ounce of my heart and soul and being that what I'm saying is to benefit other people, then I wouldn't say it. I'm just trying to help people. I'm trying to fight for a better world. I want people to get along. I want more peace. I want more help your neighbor mentality. I want less fighting. And these are the values that I hold to get closer to that goal. I honestly believe that these values will help us all. And so with that said, I am going to end this beautiful 20-minute episode. Gonna throw a couple stars in the title. Look to yourself. Thank you, as always, for listening. I appreciate it very much. Happy Halloween once again. If you have a fun Halloween story, if you went trick-or-treating, if you got your favorite candy, or maybe you got some disgusting licorice or some candy that you don't like, you're more than welcome to send me a voice message telling me about how your Halloween went. I'd love to hear about your costumes, your candy, or whatever you did on this Halloween day. Or, you know, text me, 202-918-3573. You can tell me about your story in a text message. Privacy assured. And I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.